Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into How to Be a Capitalist Without Any Capital by Nathan Latka, a self-made multimillionaire who started his entrepreneurial journey with just $119 in his bank account at the age of 19. This book is a treasure trove of unconventional wisdom, debunking the common myth that accumulating wealth as a capitalist requires enormous initial capital or a once-in-a-lifetime idea. Instead, Latka illustrates that what's truly essential is an eagerness to flout the rules and forge your own path. Drawing from his own experiences as the founder of Heyo, an application designed to enhance businesses' marketing efforts on Facebook, and a cloud computing company, SaaS, Latka shares innovative hacks and practical advice aimed at empowering aspiring entrepreneurs. His insights are not only shaped by his own ventures, but also by his encounters with the world's leading CEOs, which he features on his acclaimed podcast, Top Entrepreneurs. This book, his debut, distills his learnings into actionable steps for readers. How to Be a Capitalist Without Any Capital is perfect for entrepreneurs and self-starters, as well as financial and business experts looking for fresh perspectives. It also serves as a valuable guide for anyone contemplating a new career direction, providing the tools and mindset needed to prosper in today's capitalist system without the burden of substantial startup funds. Join us as we explore how to transform the notion of capitalism on its head and succeed by charting an audacious, non-traditional course to entrepreneurship. How to Be a Capitalist Without Any Capital. The Four Rules You Must Break to Get Rich. Introduction. Breaking the Mold: A New Blueprint for Entrepreneurial Success. When you dream of becoming a successful entrepreneur, society often feeds you a standard recipe. Mix a dollop of hard work with a sprinkle of originality and chase relentlessly after your goals. This paints a picture of the entrepreneurial elite as an assembly of trailblazers and geniuses, with figures like Steve Jobs leading the pack. However, this portrayal misses the broader truth. For every visionary that redefines an industry, there exist countless others who, instead of drafting their own rulebook, choose to rewrite the existing one. These individuals understand that innovation doesn't always mean inventing something new from scratch, but can also involve taking established ideas and giving them a unique twist. They recognize that sometimes, following the crowd, letting others chart the course and identifying the easiest path through the maze can be the most effective strategy. Unfair, you might think. Perhaps. But effectiveness trumps fairness in the quest for success. Enter Nathan Latka, a figure who epitomizes this unorthodox approach. Starting his journey with barely $100 to his name, he quickly learned that success in the business world doesn't necessarily require adherence to traditional rules. In fact, he discovered that to truly make a mark, breaking away from the norm isn't just an option, it's an imperative. This journey into Latka's mind reveals a refreshing, if unconventional, roadmap to success. Firstly, we'll uncover the power of multitasking over the traditional wisdom that preaches focus on a singular skill. In a world that celebrates specialization, Latka proposes that a jack-of-all-trades approach might just be your key to unlocking new opportunities. Secondly, we delve into the art of smart delegation, the strategic outsourcing of routine tasks to carve out more time for pursuits that offer greater returns. Here, we tackle the myth that success comes from personal toil on all fronts and present a smarter way to work. Lastly, we'll examine how you can leverage the resources at your disposal to their utmost potential. Often, the assets you need to propel your venture forward are already within your grasp. It's just a matter of recognizing and mobilizing them effectively. Nathan Latka's narrative is more than just a collection of business tactics. It's a manifesto for anyone yearning to script their own success story by playing the game on their own terms. Let's embark on this exploration, eager to learn from a master of entrepreneurial innovation who dares to defy the standard playbook. Part 1. Diversify or Die: Unlocking the Power of Multiple Revenue Streams. It's an advice as timeless as it is revered. Pick a lane and stay in it. From the tender guidance of our parents to the stern lectures of our academicians, we've been schooled in the art of specialization. To find success, they say, you must drill deep. Whether you aspire to be the next big neurosurgeon or a titan of the banking world. And while this path may be paved with gold for some, it begs the question, what if there's another way? Embracing a singular career trajectory is akin to gambling everything on a single hand. It's high stakes with no safety net. This all-in approach leaves little room for error or change of heart, and the competitive landscape is unforgiving. There's always someone new stepping into the arena, ready to outdo you and claim your spot. But what if, instead of putting all your eggs into one basket, you spread them across multiple? That's where the notion of cultivating diverse income streams comes into play. It's an idea that eschews the traditional, narrowly focused path to wealth, offering a more resilient and potentially lucrative alternative. Here's why this strategy shines. First, having several income sources grants you a safety net. Should one endeavor stumble, the others can keep you afloat, reducing the risk of financial ruin. Second, diversification can dramatically boost your earnings potential. Rather than being limited by the growth prospects of a single career or business, you can enjoy the cumulative benefits of multiple ventures. Take, for example, Nathan Latka, the author and a real-life practitioner of this philosophy. In 2016, he launched his brainchild, the Top Entrepreneurs Podcast, a project that quickly morphed into a notable source of income. Through this platform, sponsors pay for exposure, their contributions scaling with the show's audience size. But Latka didn't stop there. He also founded Top Inbox, an innovative application that turbocharges Gmail with new functionalities such as scheduling emails. This venture not only stands on its own, but synergistically enhances his podcast's appeal to advertisers by offering additional exposure through pop-up ads. This intersection of interests creates a virtuous cycle, increasing value for both his podcast sponsors and his software users. Latka's dual-track strategy has paid dividends, with advertising slots on his podcast fetching up to a staggering $160,000. This story illuminates a critical insight. By venturing beyond the conventional wisdom of single-minded focus, Latka has not only insulated himself against the winds of competition, but also unlocked new horizons of financial success. So if the thought of wagering your future on a single career path leaves you uneasy, remember, diversification isn't just a strategy for investment portfolios, it's a blueprint for a dynamic, resilient, and abundantly prosperous life. Part 2. The Art of Strategic Imitation: Embrace Copying with a Twist. The notion of cloning another's idea is often clad in negative terms, cloaked in accusations of unoriginality or even outright deceit. From a young age, we're implored to strive for uniqueness, led to believe that true innovation is the only path to success, and anything less is tantamount to failure. But here's a provocative thought. What if imitation, not innovation, is your shortcut to success? This bold proposition flies in the face of conventional wisdom, yet it's a tactic silently practiced by some of the most prosperous companies out there. Yes, the secret sauce to their success often includes a healthy dose of replication. With a twist. The catch? It's all in how you execute it. Far from mere copy-paste jobs, these companies adopt a competitor's concept and apply it to a slightly different context or market niche, thus creating something familiar, yet new. Consider the case of Wealthfront, a trailblazer in the fintech space known for its innovative approach to investment management. Wealthfront distinguished itself by offering a refer-a-friend incentive, a move unheard of in the financial domain until then. Yet, this revolutionary idea wasn't the brainchild of Wealthfront's founders. It was a playbook move borrowed from the tech sphere, specifically Dropbox, which rewarded its users with additional storage for every successful referral. By recontextualizing this strategy, Wealthfront not only garnered new business but also solidified its reputation as an industry innovator. This method isn't confined to the corridors of corporate giants. It's equally potent for the small business owner. The guiding principle here is pattern recognition, scouting the landscape to decipher what's working for others and then making it your own. The digital marketplace is ripe for this sort of reconnaissance. Websites like Etsy serve as gold mines for understanding consumer preferences across various niches. Imagine, for instance, you're aiming to capture the women's t-shirt market. Poring over data from competitors can reveal invaluable insights. Perhaps teas featuring cats, coffee, and wine motifs ride high on the popularity wave, with a fondness for yoga poses thrown into the mix. Armed with this intelligence, you're now poised to launch your own line, let's say, t-shirts adorned with illustrations of cats performing yoga with a wine glass in hand, all neatly presented in striking white against a black backdrop. This approach doesn't just lower the entry barriers to business, it actually multiplies your chances for success. By standing on the shoulders of your competitors, you're not stealing. You're strategically borrowing and improving upon what works. Launching with a blend of familiarity and innovation can make your entry into the market both impactful and memorable. So, before you turn your nose up at the idea of copying, remember, it's not about who did it first, but who does it better. In the pursuit of entrepreneurial success, sometimes the most ingenious move you can make is to give a proven idea your own unique spin. Part 3. Embrace systems. Over goals, the game changer for entrepreneurs. In a world that glorifies the hustle, it's easy to find ourselves ensnared in the allure of setting and achieving goals. The vision of crossing that finish line, be it clinching a coveted promotion or jetting off to a sun-soaked locale, is undeniably compelling. Yet, herein lies a paradox. While goal setting seems like the stairway to success, it can sometimes become a cage, limiting our true potential. For those with an entrepreneurial spirit, breaking free from this constraint is not just an option but a necessity. The key to unlocking this cage lies in shifting focus from individual goals to overarching systems. To clarify, a system isn't just any routine but a structured process designed to automate and optimize your efforts, paving the path for sustained success. It's about working smarter, not harder. Take, for instance, Nathan Latka's journey with his first venture, Heyo. Initially, Latka was fixated on a specific goal, selling a set number of custom Facebook fan pages monthly. However, this goal-centric approach was inherently limiting. Recognizing this, he pivoted, developing software that enabled customers to design their fan pages independently. This strategic shift transformed his business model from a labor-intensive endeavor to a lucrative automated system, significantly amplifying his revenue. This narrative underscores the critical role of systematization and the power of outsourcing mundane tasks. Let's imagine you're bogged down with repetitious activities, like reaching out to potential podcast guests. These tasks, while necessary, can monopolize time that could be spent on more creative or growth-oriented efforts. Here's how you can tackle this dilemma. Meticulously document every step of the task, from login details to the outreach process. This documentation serves as the blueprint for your system. With this in hand, you're ready to conduct a simple test. Offer a modest incentive to a handful of individuals to execute this task based on your system. Success here means your system works. It's efficient, understandable, and ready to be handed off to someone else. By conducting this mini experiment at your local Starbucks, you're not just freeing up precious hours in your day. You're validating a system that can be delegated to others. This transition from doing to overseeing is a transformative moment for any entrepreneur. It marks the evolution from being self-employed to running a business, a shift from working in the system to working on the system. Embracing systems over goals is not about abandoning ambition. It's about rechanneling our energies in a way that maximizes efficiency and effectiveness. It's a testament to the idea that success is not merely a series of achievements, but a well-oiled machine that generates continuous progress. This paradigm shift is the cornerstone of true entrepreneurial freedom and the secret to scaling heights previously deemed unreachable. Part 4, Navigating Success, the clever strategy of supporting booming industries. In our exploration of entrepreneurial strategies, we've scrutinized several traditional beliefs, urging you to challenge and sometimes outright reject them. Now, let's delve into a sage piece of advice that you ought to embrace, a gem of wisdom that has proven its worth across centuries. Rewind to the pandemonium of the 19th century gold rush. Think of the throngs of prospectors, each racing to carve out their fortune from the earth's clasp. Yet, amidst this fevered quest for gold, there emerged a cohort that, albeit less sung, found a surer path to wealth: those who supplied the miners with the essentials, the jeans, the boots, the pickaxes. Here we uncover a timeless principle. Sometimes the most lucrative opportunity lies not in joining the fray, but in equipping those engaged in it. This wisdom holds true even in today's dynamic markets. Consider the burgeoning realm of fresh food delivery. Giants like Thrive Market, HelloFresh, and Blue Apron have risen on the tide of consumer demand. Yet, their success pivots on solving a crucial logistical quandary: seamless coordination between their legions of delivery personnel and their customer base. Enter OnFleet, a nimble startup that perceived this gap as an opportunity. By developing software tailored to streamline delivery operations, OnFleet quickly became indispensable to the industry, even securing a partnership with HelloFresh. By 2016, this strategic positioning catapulted OnFleet to remarkable revenue heights of $2.1 million. This narrative underscores a vital business truth: aligning your venture with flourishing industries can sometimes offer the straightest shot to prosperity. So, how can you weave this principle into your entrepreneurial fabric? The key lies in identifying companion products or services that resonate with prevailing successes. Take Amazon's marketplace, for instance, where iPhone cases have become a powerhouse category. Their manufacturers discerned an opportunity in the halo of Apple's success and crafted products that tap into an already captivated audience. The outcome? A resounding market triumph. The same principle extends to services. Consider Get Feedback, a tech firm that aids businesses in harvesting customer survey insights. Like the suppliers of iPhone cases, Get Feedback latches onto the success of existing companies, providing an invaluable tool for enhancing customer engagement. Taking inspiration from this, imagine establishing a consultancy specialized in decoding these vast data sets, offering businesses strategic insights to refine their offerings. This approach, reminiscent of selling pickaxes during a gold rush, reminds us that sometimes supporting the stars of today's economic theater can be the most astute way to write your own success story. Whether through complementary products or ancillary services, identifying and tailoring your offerings to the needs of thriving industries can catapult your venture from obscurity to indispensability. Part 5, The Smart Way to Wealth, Maximizing Your Existing Assets. Embarking on the entrepreneurial path is an exhilarating journey, brimming with potential yet fraught with financial uncertainty, especially in the initial stages. When capital seems scarce and the road ahead long, instinct might compel you towards frugality. But what if I told you there's another way, a method practiced by the affluent, to not just sustain but grow their wealth even when it seems like the coffers are dwindling? Instead of pinching pennies and living on a shoestring, successful individuals look around and recognize the untapped potential of assets already in their possession. The secret lies in creatively leveraging what you have, transforming seemingly stagnant resources into streams of income. Take, for example, the author's personal strategy after buying a home in Austin, Texas, which might initially sound like a significant financial drain given the $425,000 price tag. However, by putting down just 3% upfront and having a monthly payment of $2,700, you'd think this move would tighten the financial noose. But here's the twist. By renting out his home on Airbnb during his frequent business trips, the author not only covers his mortgage and living expenses, but also profits an additional $500 to $600 each month. This ingenious strategy turns a potential liability into a profitable asset. Yet the opportunity to harness your assets extends beyond real estate. Consider the humble automobile, often one of the most underutilized assets owned by the average person. The reality for most is that their vehicle spends a significant amount of time parked, whether at work during the day or at home overnight. This idle time represents untapped economic potential. Here's where platforms like Turo, HireAcar, and GetAround come into play, offering a gateway to transform your dormant car into a dynamic source of income. By renting out your vehicle during those idle hours or days, you can easily generate a few $100s each month, funds that can support or even boost your entrepreneurial endeavors. This approach of maximizing the potential of existing assets offers a more effective and arguably more fruitful alternative to the traditional scrimping and saving mindset. It's about seeing the wealth-building tools you already possess in a new light and understanding that, sometimes, the assets under your nose are your ticket to financial resilience and growth. In essence, the journey to entrepreneurial success doesn't necessarily require a path paved with austerity. Instead, it invites a mindset shift towards asset optimization, recognizing and leveraging what you already have to not just survive the lean times, but to thrive and progress towards your goals. Part 6. Travel. Smart: how the new rich afford a luxe lifestyle on a budget. Accumulating wealth is one part of the equation. The other, equally crucial part, is knowing how to use that wealth wisely. This is the mantra of the new rich, a group that has rapidly ascended to wealth and mastered the art of living the high life without the exorbitant price tag. This chapter is dedicated to unraveling their secrets to affording a jet-setting lifestyle without depleting the bank account. The epitome of opulence for many is the allure of traversing the globe in the plush, spacious seats of business class. Yet, contrary to what one might assume, attaining this luxury doesn't necessarily require forking over a small fortune. The savvy traveler knows that, with the right strategies and tools, the cost of premium travel can be brought down to a surprisingly nominal fee. A prime example of this cost-cutting strategy in action comes from the author himself, who embarked on an astounding 45-day first-class voyage for a fraction of the expected cost. The cornerstone of this strategy? Air miles accumulation. By charging all business expenses to reward-rich credit cards, such as the Chase Sapphire Reserve, one can amass a significant stash of air miles swiftly. The next step involves leveraging the expertise of specialized services like FlightFox, which aids travelers in optimizing the use of their collected points. In the author's case, a mere $1.50 service fee to FlightFox unlocked the door to an extravagant global expedition, starting in Austin and culminating in Bangkok, all for an outlay of only $120. But the world of savvy travel doesn't end with clever use of air miles and specialized services. Imagine a scenario where the inconvenience of a delayed or cancelled flight doesn't just end in frustration, but opens up an avenue for compensation that could fund your next luxury trip. It might sound fantastical, but it's a very real possibility with the aid of claim filing services like Claim Compass and AirHelp. These platforms streamline the process of seeking compensation from airlines for delays, cancellations, or other service failures. With little more than a boarding pass and a few minutes spent filling out forms, travelers can potentially secure payouts of up to $400. This approach turns the traditionally dreaded experience of flight delays into a potential windfall, redefining travelers' frustrations into opportunities. It's a striking example of how, With a bit of insider knowledge and the right resources, the new rich manage to elevate their travel experiences without proportionately elevating their expenses. In essence, luxury travel is not about the hefty price tags, but about knowing how to navigate the system and exploit the opportunities available. It's about transforming the mundane or the frustrating into luxurious experiences and tangible benefits, illustrating that with clever planning and strategic use of services, the jet-set lifestyle is within reach, even on a budget. Part 7, Navigating the Purchase of a Digital Company, a Path to Strategic Investment. The concept of purchasing a business can seem like a mountainous challenge, shrouded in complexities and financial risks. Yet, navigating this terrain may be less daunting than you imagine, especially when you pivot your focus toward the realm of digital companies. These ventures offer a blend of simplicity, cost-effectiveness, and potential for high returns that make them enticing prospects for savvy investors. The allure of digital companies lies in their operational and financial efficiencies. For starters, these businesses often flourish without the conventional brick-and-mortar setup, translating into significant savings on rent, utilities, and insurance. This absence of physical constraints not only trims overhead costs, but also lends a degree of agility and scalability to the business model. Another advantage of digital ventures is their reliance on the gig economy. Instead of a permanent workforce, these companies often tap into the talents of freelancers, which can drastically reduce labor costs. This model offers flexibility, allowing businesses to scale workforce needs up or down based on demand. Moreover, platforms like TopTal.com streamline the process of connecting with skilled freelancers, ensuring that you have the right talent for any task at hand. Beyond the operational benefits, digital companies are often structured around straightforward business models, making it easier to communicate value propositions to potential customers. The clarity and immediacy of the benefit offered to users can significantly enhance customer acquisition and retention rates. However, in your pursuit of a digital firm, prioritize those that serve as distribution channels. While acquiring a market titan may be the dream, the reality is that such opportunities are few and far between. Alternatively, investing in a company that functions as a distribution channel for industry leaders can provide a secure and lucrative foothold. This strategy underpinned the author's acquisition of Mail2Cloud, a Google Chrome extension designed to enhance Gmail management. This venture epitomized an ideal investment target. It occupied a unique niche, boasted high customer satisfaction, and aligned perfectly with the author's criteria for a digital firm worthy of acquisition. By rebranding it to Top Inbox, the author not only preserved its core functionality but also spearheaded its growth into one of his most prospering projects. In essence, the journey to owning a digital company is less about navigating a labyrinth of challenges and more about recognizing and seizing strategic opportunities. By focusing on ventures that eliminate traditional operational costs, utilize the gig economy, propose clear value to customers, and serve as effective distribution channels, you can transform the daunting into the achievable. This approach not only simplifies the acquisition process, but also sets the stage for sustainable success in the digital marketplace. Part 8, strategically boost your revenue by understanding customer preferences and capping client numbers. Contrary to popular belief, the main source of income for successful entrepreneurs often doesn't stem solely from their most visible ventures, such as digital companies or popular podcasts. Instead, the real financial boon lies in cleverly multiplying existing revenue streams. Embracing this approach can set you on a fast track to financial success, drawing from the playbook of seasoned entrepreneurs. At the heart of this strategy is a remarkably simple yet profound inquiry, asking customers about the other products or services they use that are akin to yours. Suppose you've developed software designed to simplify the tax return process. By discovering what other tax management tools your customers utilize, you gain invaluable insights that can shape your next business move. Armed with this information, a world of opportunities opens up. One route is to consider acquiring a competitor, effectively consolidating the market under your brand. Alternatively, forging a partnership with these other firms could be mutually beneficial, expanding the range of services available to your clients without the need to directly compete. Lastly, there's the possibility of emulating successful aspects of their offerings, enhancing your own product suite. Another unconventional but effective technique for revenue growth is intentionally limiting the number of your customers. While it might seem antithetical to growth at first glance, this method allows you to pivot from an incessant push for new client acquisition to focusing on upselling and enhancing services for your current clientele. Take, for instance, the author's business GetLatka, which caters to a niche market of venture capitalists seeking in-depth company insights. By deliberately servicing only 50 clients, the author not only ensures premium service quality, but also cultivates an aura of exclusivity around his offering. This strategy not only retains high-value clients, but also builds a waitlist of potential customers, creating demand and allowing for strategic price increases over time. This approach to business underscores that financial prosperity does not necessarily stem from casting a wide net. Instead, by understanding the needs and behaviors of your customer base and by creating a model of exclusivity and high demand, entrepreneurs can significantly amplify their income. Leveraging these insights allows for a continual upward adjustment of prices while maintaining a loyal customer base prepared to pay for premium access. Embracing these tactics exemplifies that achieving wealth involves a combination of innovative thinking, strategic risk-taking, and an understanding of market dynamics. Far from a straightforward path, it requires a readiness to question the status quo and explore revenue multiplication strategies that defy conventional business wisdom. Final summary. The journey to wealth and triumph in the business world isn't paved with adherence to traditional norms and practices. In fact, the very essence of entrepreneurial success often lies in the deliberate defiance of these so-called rules. This alternative playbook suggests that copying what works, mastering multiple skills, and outsourcing the mundane can serve as your launchpad to prosperity. Moreover, leveraging your present assets to their fullest potential and being savvy with your spending, especially when it comes to travel, can help maintain financial health while you work on your grand vision. The wisdom here also extends to understanding that restricting your customer base can paradoxically lead to greater income, thanks to the principles of scarcity and exclusivity. By closely examining competitor products and services that your clients already patronize, opportunities for expansion, partnership, or innovation can emerge, further bolstering your business's potential. Embracing this unconventional approach requires a mindset shift. Viewing imitation as flattery, diversity in skills as strength, and every asset as a potential revenue stream. It's about creating systems that work for you, freeing you to focus on growth and innovation. With these strategies, the blueprint for a life filled with abundance becomes much more attainable, illustrating that success isn't necessarily about working harder but smarter. And sometimes, that means rewriting the rulebook entirely. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.